For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Welcome to the Project Life Mastery Podcast. I'm Stephan James, founder of ProjectLifeMastery.com, internet entrepreneur and life coach with a passion for living life to the fullest and fulfilling my potential as a human being. My purpose for this podcast is to be a powerful and passionate example of the unlimited possibilities that life offers for any of us that has the courage to commit ourselves to life mastery, while sharing ideas, concepts, and strategies that can help you master every area of your life, from your health, mindset, emotions, business, finances, relationships, and spirituality. Now, if you're someone like me that is hungry to take their life to the next level, then you're in the right place. Welcome, and let's begin.
Hey, this is Stephan James from Project Life Mastery, and today we're gonna talk about taking action in your life. How to take action towards your dreams, your goals, your desires in life, even if you don't feel like it. Even if you just want to sit around and be lazy. Even if you want to procrastinate. Even if you just want to sit there all day and watch YouTube videos or play video games. Even if you're depressed. Even if you have anxiety that feels like it's immobilizing you and preventing you from taking action. And even, yes, if you struggle with mental health. And I bring that up because I'm sensitive to the fact that there's a lot of people watching and listening that are dealing with some mental health challenges, whether it is depression or anxiety or bipolar disorder or something of that nature that I can relate to. Because I've been there in my life. I've been there before where you wake up in the morning and you have a plan, you have an ambition of what you want to get from the day, a certain expectation, but you wake up and you just can't even get yourself out of bed. You can't get yourself out of bed. You don't want to do anything, even though there's all these different things that you want to do and you know you should do, but you're still not getting yourself to do them. And that could be very frustrating. It's frustrating because often when you make commitments to yourself that you're going to do something and you don't follow through, it hurts you. Your self-esteem goes down. You feel less confident in yourself and your ability to take action and to follow through on things that you know is going to make your life better. I bring this up because I know there's some people that deal with depression. You know, and often there's some great advice of what you can do to help yourself if you are dealing with mental health challenges, such as exercise. You know, there's a lot of proof and evidence to support that exercising, getting out, is going to help you feel better if you are depressed. But I also understand that if you're depressed, you know, how do I, you know, if I'm depressed and I'm immobilized, then how do I get myself out of the house when I don't want to? I don't feel like it. You know, I can't even get myself out of bed sometimes. So yet alone, you're asking me to get out of my house. You're asking me to write down my vision or write down my why I got to do this in my life and be inspired by it. Those are all things that require a level of action. But if you're in a position where you're just so immobilized that you can't even get yourself to do that, then there's got to be a different approach. There's got to be a different path and a different way. And that's what I want to share with you guys today that I think can really help and serve a lot of you guys that are dealing with challenges like that of just being consistent and following through and taking action in your life. Because we all know you're not going to get anywhere. You're not going to achieve your goals or dreams unless you take action towards them. So let's discuss this. There's a few different perspectives I have on this and a few different angles of how I'm going to approach this based that I think can really fit in and benefit you guys based on your circumstance. Number one. If you are lazy or if you are depressed or you do deal with a mental health challenge, one thing to understand is that that's not your reality 100% of the time. Okay. No one's depressed 24/7. Nobody has anxiety 24/7. Okay. Now, there are some people that might claim that they do. There's people that even claim to be depressed when they sleep. But if you shadow those people that are depressed or have anxiety or mental health, they're not depressed 24/7. They do have some moments. Okay. And I want to challenge you on this. If you are in that camp that every day 24/7, I'm depressed, because there are moments I can guarantee if I shadow and I follow you, moments where you feel good, moments where you feel maybe gratitude or joy or excited or motivated, or you feel at the very least, maybe normal or productive or useful. Like you can actually get out of the house. Like you can actually, you know, prepare a meal. You can actually clean up a little bit. There are moments that everybody has that are productive times. And so let's say that 95% of your week, of your waking hours, you're depressed and you feel immobilized. But 5%, or whatever it might be for you, 5%, you can be productive, you feel normal, you can actually do something, okay? Now, it's in those moments where you do feel normal, that you can do something, those are moments you gotta take advantage of, okay? So this can be frustrating because you don't know when those moments are. So for example, you can, you know, feel guilty and bad about yourself today, but tomorrow you're like, okay, tomorrow I'm going to go to the gym. Tomorrow I'm going to do my morning routine. Tomorrow I'm going to work on my business. Tomorrow I'm going to study. Tomorrow I'm going to do this and this. The challenge with that, you might wake up tomorrow and it just might be one of those days. You're like, oh my God, I can't even get myself out of bed. I don't want to do this. I can't do anything. So here's the thing. You don't know when those moments are, but when you do have those moments, you got to take advantage of it. And during the rest of the time, when you feel, you know, I just can't do it, I can't follow through, you know, I just gotta relax right now, I'm exhausted. In those moments, there's a few key things. Number one is you gotta make sure you don't beat yourself up. You gotta be gentle with yourself, guys. You gotta be loving to yourself. Because whenever you're beating yourself up for not doing the things that you know you should do, you're punishing yourself and your brain thinks, why even try? Why even dream? Why even believe and have a vision and try to go for anything when I'm always disappointing myself? Your self-esteem goes low, it goes down and you feel beat up, you feel defeated. You feel like this, you know, little puppy with its tail between its legs and that doesn't give you any confidence to do anything. So when those moments occur, you just gotta, you know, there's a few different approaches we'll discuss, but one is just to accept, you know what, today is just one of those days. Today is one of those days. I'm not going to try to resist. I'm just going to accept it. This too shall pass. It always does. But I'm not going to overdramatize things. I'm not going to make things bigger than it is. I'm not going to generalize and say, this is my life and my life sucks and it's horrible and it's over. It's just a certain moment of what you're going through. But tomorrow is a new day. Or maybe later in the afternoon, maybe later in the evening time, you feel inspired. Or you feel like you can do something. My point that I'm trying to make is that whenever you do have those moments, you got to take advantage of it. And if it's in those moments, maybe you wake up the next day and you're like, you know what? I feel pretty good. Wow, great. I have no idea why, but I feel good today. I'm going to use this energy to maybe get outside and to work out and to journal, to work on my business, to socialize today or to do something good for myself. I'm going to use this energy and this time to do something productive. And when you do, here's the key thing, guys. Here's what makes this all work. When you do something productive, you celebrate it. You celebrate it, guys. You celebrate it like crazy. You say, yes, 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 yes. You high five yourself. You give yourself a pat on the back. You give yourself a hug. You do whatever you got to do to reward yourself for the smallest little thing that you did do that was productive for your future or good for yourself. Because here's the thing, whatever gets rewarded gets repeated. And you're reinforcing positive behavior, positive reinforcement. And so now when you start having some success, success breeds more success. You get momentum from that. And now, you know, before 95% of your week, you're depressed and you can't do anything, but now it's maybe 94%, and now 6% of your week is productive. And then it eventually becomes less and less, and more productivity starts showing up for you, and you feel better about yourself, and it's easier for you to follow through, to exercise, to get out of the house, to work on your business, to do a lot of these things, because you're reconditioning yourself. You're reconditioning yourself, and you're using the momentum and reinforcing the times when you do something well. So that's a really key thing, is not to have crazy expectations. If, you know, if it happens to be that 95% or 80% or 70% or 50%, you feel like you can't do what you want to do, you just got to take advantage of the moments that you do and you celebrate. Okay. You got to celebrate, guys. I'm not kidding. I don't care how you look. I don't care if you look like an idiot by saying yes, 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 yes. Cause look, it's not about trying to be cool, guys. Like, I don't know about you. I don't care about being cool. I'd rather than being cool, be happy. Do you want to be cool or do you want to be rich? Do you want to be cool or do you want to be free? Do you want to be cool and just kind of look good in front of other people? Or do you want to have the life that you want? So who gives a shit what people think? Who cares if other people see you in your household, you jumping up and down and feeling proud of yourself because you did something small? Okay, that's how success is built, guys. It's built in little things, conditioned and reinforced again and again. That's how you establish habits. And you can't wait for everyone else to reward and praise you. You've got to do that for yourself. It's no different. I've got a little puppy named Kobe, a little golden retriever, and I shape his personality and his behavior through positive reinforcement. That every time he does something that I say, even if he comes close to it and it's not exact, if I ask him to sit, or if I ask him to lay down, or if I ask him to come, if I ask him to do something like that, I want to reinforce that every time he does do it, because that's what makes him more consistent. That's what shapes the neurons, the nerve pathways in its brain to create and formulate new habits and new behaviors. And that's the exact same thing you got to do for you. But the thing is, if you're a human being, oftentimes you don't have another human being praising you and helping with that positive reinforcement. And most of us, we never got that from our parents. So guess what? You've got to give it to yourself. You know, just like with my little puppy, I say, good boy. You know, that is a reinforcement, a pleasure to reinforce doing something good that I want his brain connects. I got to do more of that because I get pleasure when I do. Same thing with you guys. Same thing with all of us. That's how human behavior works. So look for those opportunities, guys, and start small. And listen, even if it's the littlest thing, okay, oftentimes people, they procrastinate and they're lazy because they make things so big in their mind. They're like, okay, I know I should meditate, especially if you deal with mental health challenges or stress or anxiety. Everyone should meditate that deals with that. However, a lot of people don't. Why? Because in their mind, they're like, it's boring. I got to sit there for 10 minutes, 20 minutes, an hour, and that's boring to do. So instead, what you do, you say to yourself, listen, I'm going to meditate for 1 minute. 1 minute. That's more achievable. And when you set the bar so low that anybody can do it, you can do it, no matter what the excuse, no matter time or whatever excuse you have. But when you set the bar so low and then you meditate for 1 minute and then you celebrate that, you reward yourself, now it's so much easier to keep up that habit. Now you can eventually do 2 minutes and 3 minutes. You're going to feel good because now you're linking pleasure to the process of it. Even if you don't do a minute, if that's too much for you, 30 seconds, 10 seconds. You know, if it's going to the gym and you're in your mind, you're like, man, going to the gym, I got to be there for an hour. I got to change my clothes. I got to take a shower. I got to drive there. I got to find parking. I got to do all these things. Chunk it down into a smaller step. And I remember for me, sometimes I'd be sick and I'd still go to the gym because I want to keep the habit. Even if I go to the gym and I just show up and then I leave right away because I want to keep the habit of going to the gym. Or sometimes I just go to the gym, I can't lift because I'm tired, I'm exhausted. I'm just gonna stretch for 10 minutes, okay? And then I'm gonna leave. But it's those little things, guys. You guys gotta understand the importance and the value of habits, and habits are formed in very small ways, but the consistency of it, the habit is much more important than the duration. The duration of how long you meditate for, or the duration of how long you go to the gym, how long you spend outside the house going for a walk, it's not as important as the habit, because the habit, as long as you keep that, eventually will lead to a more increased duration over time. Okay, so always remember that, guys. Always remember that. So be forgiving with yourself when you aren't following through so that you're not beating yourself up. This too shall pass. Wait for those moments. When they do come, take advantage of them, celebrate, and I can promise you those moments will increase. You'll start to feel better. You're going to build the habit and the muscle of taking action in your life, okay? Now, the other approach that I wanna share with you guys, and this is something that you're also gonna have to do simultaneously at times, is to learn how to still take action in your life, guess what, regardless of how you feel. Regardless of how you feel. So even if you do feel depressed, even if you do feel tired, even if you don't feel like it, even if you feel lazy, even if you just want to play video games and sit around and do nothing, even if you are dealing with a mental health challenge, regardless of how you feel, to still have the ability to take action. Because guess what? You can't always wait until you feel good to do something. Because part of life is you are going to not feel as good or not be motivated. You can't always wait for that to do something. You have to be able to step up still in those moments and still act in spite of fear, act in spite of doubt, act in spite of all those things that I described for you. That's how you build muscle. Because muscle is only built when you push beyond your comfort zone. See, your comfort zone wants you to remain where you are. It wants you to stay where you are. It wants you to you know, if you built that the habit of being a certain way, it doesn't want to change that. It doesn't now all of a sudden want you to be this happy, productive action taker, because that is the unknown for you. That's not familiar. It much rather would preserve its identity in the comfort zone of what you've created for yourself and you've reinforced time and time again by spending time in it. It much rather stay the way that it is. And so now when you introduce a new identity, a new belief system, a new way of being, a new way of showing up in your life, your comfort zone doesn't like that, also known as your ego. Your ego tries to preserve its identity by bringing you back to where it's safe and comfortable and the known. It's a survival mechanism. And so you've got to understand that in order to break beyond that, you do the approach of what I shared with you, but also you've got to challenge yourself at times when you don't feel like it. That's actually the greatest opportunity, guys, that when you can act in spite of how you feel, you get incredible growth in those moments. In those moments, you're really rewiring your brain. In those moments, you're really cultivating a new identity for yourself, because now you're really stepping outside your comfort zone. You're breaking beyond the resistance of what's holding you back and telling you to stay where you are. So it's not always easy. Okay, and you're probably not going to be able to always follow through on this. It's going to take time. But guess what? In those moments where you wake up and you have that day, you're like, man, I can't get out of the house. I can't get out of bed. But if you can dig deep inside yourself, if you can somehow, in some way, I know it's not easy. It might seem impossible. But if you can, which I'm sure once in a while you can, if you're honest with yourself, and you can get yourself out of bed, you can get outside, you can get to the gym, and you do that, you're going to grow so much in those moments. Those are the moments where you really got to celebrate it the most, because now you didn't feel like it and you did it. And now when you reinforce that, now you're training yourself. Hey, you know what? I can still be functional, productive. I might not feel great while I'm doing it, but I can still, show up and follow through. Okay. So that's a key thing. You build muscle again by doing what's hard, not what's easy. If you're lifting weights and you're lifting, a 5-pound dumbbell, you can lift 100 reps. You're not going to grow. The muscle's not going to grow. But if you lift 20, 25 pounds and you can only do 10 reps and you push beyond that, even when you don't feel like going beyond, that's where you get the greatest returns. That's where you get the greatest growth. So you got to remind yourself of that and how you show up in your life each day. Now, the other thing I want to mention and talk about here too is that when you have a purpose greater than yourself, you almost always show up. You almost always rise to the occasion when you have a purpose greater than yourself. Because here's the thing about human beings. Human beings will often do more for others than we will for ourselves. So again, example, I've got this little puppy, Kobe. He's the cutest thing. I love him so much. I don't always feel like feeding him and taking him out for a walk or playing with him or training him. But I do, because I care about him more than myself in a lot of cases. I have this responsibility in my life. And when you have a responsibility, you rise up to it. Okay. You might be depressed, but if you have a dog or a cat, you're going to feel like your dog or cat's going to suffer, and you're going to get yourself out of your funk to be able to take care of your pet. If you have kids, there might be times you're not getting any sleep. You're exhausted after work and, whatever your circumstances, it can be tiring and exhausting. But when you have a baby that depends on you, this is a responsibility that will cause and force you to step up, because you have a purpose greater than you. And you care about your baby often more than yourself. And so you'll do more for them than you will for you. So when you have that purpose, when you have that responsibility, you'll show up, you'll rise to the occasion. There's been times for me where I didn't feel like recording a YouTube video, or maybe I've got a stream or a coaching or some sort of thing that I've got to do. But guess what? Because I'm performing, because I'm coaching, because someone's paying me, because someone's giving me their time or their attention, I don't have, I can't afford just to be lazy and do nothing. I have people depending on me. So somehow, some way, I find a way to dig deep and bring out that better side of myself. If I didn't have that responsibility, then you can have the excuse of doing nothing and sitting around. Same thing, if you got your job, you got to show up to that job and you got to perform regardless of how you feel. Because if you don't, you might get fired. There's a consequence for that. So when you understand this, this can be incredibly valuable. And so what I want to share with you has been, I think, one of the most powerful ways to get yourself to take action and cultivate new habits. And unfortunately, what I'm going to share with you, it's so powerful, but it's unfortunate because a lot of people hear it and listen to it and they don't really utilize it. But if you utilize it, it can change your life. And that's the power of accountability. The power of accountability. See, when you're accountable to someone else, you're much more likely to follow through. If you've got a friend, if you've got a coach, if you've got someone that you're accountable to other than yourself, you're more likely to follow through. Because look, if you make a commitment to yourself and you say, okay, tomorrow I'm going to do this, but no one else knows about it but you, you can easily back out of that commitment. You can say, I didn't feel like it, I'm tired, I could do it tomorrow. You can have an excuse or a reason, and there's no consequence for it because no one else knows. The consequence is that you know, and that your self-esteem goes down as a result. Because you think to yourself, if I'm not going to follow through here, then why am I going to follow, how can I trust myself to follow through in the future? You know, you don't have that confidence and that belief in yourself anymore. So you're actually hurting yourself. But again, we'll do more for others. And if you had an accountability buddy and they're holding you accountable, you're much more likely to follow through. So let me give you an example. I've had coaches, I've had friends, I've had accountability buddies. I've done many different things with this. A simple thing that I've done, and I've had mastermind groups, but a simple thing is having an accountability buddy, where in my case, I remember once I had a hard time waking up early in the morning. I wanted to wake up 6 o'clock in the morning, but you know, I worked from home. I had my own business. I had no reason to. So it'd be very easy for me. If I'm not accountable to someone else, I could just sleep in. And so I had a friend who was good at waking up early in the morning. And I said, I want you to be my accountability buddy. And here's the deal. What we're going to do is every morning at 6 a.m. on the dot, we're going to hop on a call, 5-10 minutes long. That's it. It's going to be short. And I have to be on that call at 6 a.m. If I'm not on that call at 6 a.m. awake, okay, which means that for me to get on the call, I've got to wake up beforehand and actually, you know, assemble myself a little bit to be able to talk to my friend on the phone at 6 a.m. If it doesn't occur at 6 a.m. on the dot, then the consequence of what I'm going to own up to is I'm going to make a donation of $100 to a charity or a political organization that I do not want to support. You know, something that I don't, it's going to create some pain for me. So I don't, you know, I'm going to want to make sure that I wake up at 6 a.m. because I don't want to make that donation and, you know, have that pain. And if it's after 6 a.m., if it's 6:01, 6:02, then I got to pay the consequence. It has to be on the dot. I've got to be showing up exactly when I say I'm going to show up. So that was an example of something that pushed and challenged me to wake up at 6 a.m. because I didn't want to pay that price. I was accountable to someone else. So then what we'd also do is we'd each share with each other what are three things that we're going to accomplish for this day. Three things I'm going to commit to you, my buddy, to hold me accountable. And then you're going to share with me three things I'm going to hold you accountable to that as well. Okay, so now we're setting an intention. Now we're pushing each other and helping to support each other to follow through. And then what would happen is the next morning we get on the call at 6 a.m. and we check in. Okay, did you do the things you said you're going to do? And if they said, yes, I did this, I did this, and I did this, we celebrate that. Hey, great job, man. Incredible. You know, celebrate it. Feel good about yourself. I'm proud of you. You give that praise. You give that reinforcement. If they didn't do something, you know, maybe they did one out of three things and they came up short on something, then it's okay. We're not going to beat you up. It's like, okay, what can you learn from that? What can you do better for today? You know, what can we change? What adjustment can we make so that we can make progress rather than trying to be perfect? Because no one's going to be perfect every day. But that little thing, guys, and you can do that every week. You could have a mastermind group every week. You check in with each other. But when there's a consequence, when there's other people you're accountable to, you're going to show up. You're going to rise to the occasion. That's why having a coach is so valuable. You know, you can, you know, if you go to the gym, you can train yourself, right? But if you have a personal trainer, I can guarantee that personal trainer can get an extra 10%, an extra 20% out of you that you wouldn't normally be able to get out of yourself. Because when you got someone else there pushing you and helping support you, you're going to rise even, go beyond even further. you're going to perform at a higher level. So there's so much value, guys, in having accountability and having someone else in your life. And if you struggle with finding someone, you know, which is a question that I hear quite often, how do I find a coach or an accountability buddy? Well, it's easier today than ever before. I mean, you can find people on this. Guess what? There's probably going to be thousands of people watching this video or listening to this podcast that are probably in a similar position as you and are looking for that accountability. I actually created a Facebook group called the Project Life Mastery Global Community. We have over 10,000 members of it. You guys can join. I'll put a link for you guys in the description. Or if you go to Facebook and just type in Project Life Mastery, I'm sure you guys can find the Facebook group. And there's thousands of people that follow Project Life Mastery. And I sometimes see some posts of people saying, hey, I'm looking for an accountability buddy. You know, who wants to team up? And you can find someone in your time zone. You can find friends and connect with people that are also into a lot of the personal development things and the advice of what I share here on Project Life Mastery. And so you can find those people quite easily. And you can do it over the phone, you can do it over Zoom, over Skype, over Google. There's many ways that you can do it. But that accountability, guys, is going to be crucial in helping you to show up, helping you to get more out of yourself, helping you to be accountable to someone else. And the last thing I'll share on this topic, guys, is to have a morning routine. Now, a morning routine is so crucial, guys, because first thing in the morning is often when you have the most willpower. It's when you're the most, it's the easiest for you to follow through often in the morning. And there's a great book called The Willpower Instinct that talks about how we only have so much willpower, but usually later in the day it gets depleted. And that's why when you come home from work and you're tired, you're much more likely just to want to be lazy or to just, you know, make poor decisions of what you're going to eat because your willpower has been depleted. But first thing in the morning, it's a lot easier for you to be productive. So if you use that first 15 minutes, the first hour maybe in the morning, and you use that as a time to prepare yourself for the day, to put yourself in a great state, to take care of your mind, your body, your spirit. Maybe it's exercising and getting outside, or maybe it is doing yoga or meditation or prayer, or maybe it is reading and feeding your mind, or maybe it's, you know, doing something just, you know, really good for your well-being. Maybe it's, you know, getting on a little trampoline like my rebounder and jumping up and down and saying positive quotes and affirmations to yourself. Whatever it is, guys, when you take that time for yourself to be at your best, to put yourself at level 10 each day, you're going to get so much more out of your day. You're going to get so much more out of yourself. It's going to be more likely to follow through. Because really what you're doing is you're changing your state. And sometimes, you know, the one approach I shared is more of an approach where you take advantage of opportunities when they show up and you don't try to, you know, resist and you just accept. The other approach is sometimes you got to push yourself when you don't feel like it. The third approach is if you put yourself in a great state where doing the thing that you know you should do is automatic and it's easy, then it's much easier to follow through, right? So sometimes when I'm struggling to create YouTube videos, perhaps I'm trying to do something and I'm not in the best state to do it. So sometimes I turn off the camera and I just go jump on my trampoline. I change my state. I say my quotes and my affirmations out loud and I'm now in a better state. Now I come back to what I'm trying to do. It's much, much easier for me to follow through and deliver because I'm in a better state. So understanding that is crucial and having that routine where you take care of yourself every single morning to put yourself at level 10. That's how you're going to perform much better. That's how you're going to be less likely to procrastinate. That's how you're going to be able to break free of some of those shackles of depression or anxiety. Not that you won't, you know, always still maybe have it to some degree, but I think we can manage some of those symptoms. There's many different things that we can do. And instead of focusing on what you can't do, let's focus on what you can do. There's no value in focusing on what you can't do. That's not useful for you. That doesn't really serve you that well. But if you focus on what you can do, then at least there's a possibility and there's progress that can be made. They say that if you have a problem or a challenge, you want to spend maybe 10% of your time on the problem and challenge and then 90% on the solution. But what a lot of people do, they get caught up in their problems and their challenges, are spending 90% of their time focused on their problem and challenge and only 10% on the solution. We got to change the focus. Focus on solutions and possibilities rather than limitations. If you do that, you can transform your entire life. So listen, I want to wrap this up, but if you want to learn more about morning rituals, I've actually got a program called Morning Ritual Mastery that is a 7-day program of me coaching you and helping you create your own morning ritual. And I'm sharing some of the best things that can really help you with that. And I've also got a book called 67 Morning Ritual Habits. You can find it on Amazon that goes into some of the rituals of what you can implement and add to your morning if you're looking for things for your body, your mind, your spirit. And, you know, I even got a little cheat sheet that I'd love to give you for free as well, a free PDF that will share some rituals for you as well. If you go to www.projectlifemastery.com/cheat sheet, I'll link that below. If you head over there, you can take advantage of that and learn more about morning rituals and how it can really help you. And it's more about just a morning ritual. It's kind of adding on some of the things that I've shared with you guys here to help you perform and show up and overcome this comfort zone that's been holding you back so that you can create the life you really want. So listen, thank you so much for your time. If you enjoyed this, give it a thumbs up. Subscribe here for more videos on Project Life Mastery, on motivation, productivity, success, business, investing, and so much more. And of course, leave a comment below. Let me know if anything resonated with you or, you know, if there's something that's really working and helping with you in your life. I'd love to hear what that is. Thank you so much. God bless you, and I'll see you again soon. Thanks for joining me today and listening to this podcast. If you enjoyed this episode or received any value, then I'd love for you to leave an honest review on iTunes and subscribe to the Project Life Mastery podcast for future episodes. And of course, to receive more content and value, make sure to find and follow me at www.projectlifemastery.com for more. Thanks again. Remember to always believe and commit your life to mastery. I look forward to talking to you again soon.
Springtime savings are in full bloom, all in the Kroger app. Get 12 packs of delicious Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up for $4.99 each with a digital coupon. Then get one-pound packages of flavorful 80% lean Angus ground beef chuck for $3.99 each, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.